What is an enzyme and what does it do?
An enzyme is a biological catalyst that speeds up the rate of a chemical reaction. It does this by binding the substrate to its active site and lowering the activation energy, therefore allowing the reaction to happen much more quickly. And this process speeds up all reactions in the body and is really, really important.
What are the differences between the lock and key model and the induced fit model of enzymes?
The lock and key model and induced fit model of enzyme reaction are very similar in their nature. The lock and key model is when the substrate approaches the active site, it fits exactly into it. This is exactly like a key in a door. A particular key only fits a particular lock in the door. The induced fit model is just another way of looking at it. The substrate approaches the active site, and as it approaches the active site is similar in shape, but not exactly the same. And it actually changes its shape to fit the substrate coming in as it approaches. The two models are really, really similar. It's just not 100% sure exactly which one's right, but they're really good models for how an enzyme works.
How thick is the phospholipid bilayer?
The phospholipid bilayer that surrounds all cells and makes up the cell membrane is 4.8 nanometers thick.
Can you explain surface area to volume ratio and how it affects the rate of diffusion?
As the volume of a cell increases, its surface area increases in a slightly smaller ratio compared to its volume. So as it increases, its surface area to volume ratio decreases. This causes the cell a few problems because it only has that surface area to diffuse things in and out of the cell. Once it gets to a certain size, it cannot possibly get enough materials, energy, oxygen, and get rid of all the waste that's required in and out through the cell membrane. Cells, as they grow bigger, they can actually alter their shape to increase the surface area and actually increase that surface area to volume ratio. And that's when cells take the shape of kind of wiggly lines and not that kind of circular shape or rectangular shape, which actually has very limited space for surface area. Multicellular organisms do it a little bit differently. They actually have systems that provide greater surface area for the exchange of things like gases and nutrients. Humans think the lungs, the alveoli, the small intestine, which are the villi, all those things increase surface area and thus increase the surface area to volume ratio. They then have circulatory systems that pump all those things around the body. Now it's really key that you understand that as the surface area to ratio and volume ratio falls, the ability to diffuse things in and out doesn't work. So cells, once they get to a certain size, they cannot get any bigger, which is why we evolved to have multicellular organisms and why those organisms evolved to have systems to increase, or organ systems to increase, surface area to volume ratio.
Why are the endoplasmic reticulum and the Golgi apparatus located where they are?
The endoplasmic reticulum and Golgi apparatus are located where they are because of their function. The endoplasmic reticulum is the place where protein synthesis happens. This comes from the mRNA that comes out of the nucleus and it's straight into the endoplasmic reticulum. It needs to be close to the nucleus so it can get that mRNA. The Golgi apparatus is where proteins and things are packaged for transport outside of the cell. It's therefore important that the Golgi apparatus is located near the outside of the cell membrane so that the distance that has to transport those things out to the cell membrane to get them outside the cell and to where they're needed in the body is greatly reduced.
What is the difference between prokaryotic and eukaryotic?
A eukaryotic cell is made up of membrane-bound organelles, and it basically makes up most animal cells and plant cells. A prokaryotic cell is slightly different in it's mostly made up of cells from the kingdom Monera and things, cells that basically can't be classified as animal or plant cell. It doesn't have the same membrane-bound organelles and has a very different structure internally, and this is what makes it unique. You'll notice that it won't have a nucleus. It will carry DNA, but not in the same nuclear membrane like an eukaryotic cell. These differences are what makes prokaryotic cells so unique compared to eukaryotic cells.
What mechanisms are in place to control blood glucose?
Part of the bigger picture is of homeostasis, the mechanisms in place to control blood glucose. Now, blood glucose goes up and down depending on whether you've eaten recently or you're fasting. If you've eaten recently, it will take a very quick and rapid spike. This is controlled by the release, is detected in the blood and controlled by the release of insulin from the pancreas. What this does is it converts glucose into its storable form, which is glycose. This gets stored in the muscles and especially in the liver. It also gets changes the glucose into fat, which will obviously get stored around the body at different points. If you go the other way and you're fasting, you've just exercised, and you need to get glucose from those stores that have been made by the insulin, then glucagon is released. This is a hormone that basically does the opposite of insulin. Release breaks down the glycogen to make glucose and also breaks down the stored fat to provide the body with energy. These two mechanisms work hand in hand to create a narrow range of glucose in the blood. Diabetics lose this ability to control the glucose in the blood, and there's two types of the diabetes, but this can have devastating effects and can lead to serious health problems and quite often death. Anyway, good luck revising. I hope the exam goes well.